Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
But we'll start this afternoon with that extraordinary conviction today of a 74-year-old sex offender for the murder 42 years ago of Cork mother of three, Nora Sheehan. It is the oldest murder prosecution in the state. Noel Long had been a suspect at the time of the murder way back in 1981, but the evidence was deemed insufficient at the time to bring a charge against him. But decades later now, DNA technology has been used on fibres gathered at the time from his car, and a jury today decided unanimously to convict Noel Long of this murder. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent at the Irish Independent and is with me now. Ralph, you're very welcome to the programme. You might tell me, first of all, as the judge said, this is very much about the victim, first and foremost, cases like this. Who was Nora Sheehan?
Yeah, Nora Sheehan, she was, as you said, a mother of three. She was 54 years old when she vanished on June the 6th, 1981. She was described as a devoted mother. She adored her children, adored her husband, Joe. She had worked in a hospital, but had suffered a very bad fall. And as a consequence of the fall, it had various health implications for her. But she also developed a number of minor eccentricities, is probably the best way of describing them. One of which is that she would sometimes involuntarily wave at passing vehicles. And on this particular day, on June the 6th, 1981, Nora had suffered a dog bite and she had gone for treatment. The family lived in Ballyfihan on Cork's south side, and she had gone to St. Finbar's Hospital to have the dog bite attended to. When she left the hospital, she was seen with a bandage on her arm. And as she was walking, one witness had said that she had waved to him as he was passing by. And of course, she vanished. Major search was launched for her. And tragically, 6 days later, her body was found about 26 kilometres outside Cork City at a place called the Viewing Point near Shiphole Woods.
And tell me, Ralph, how was Noel Long identified as a suspect at the time?
Yeah, again, this wasn't outlined in great detail during the Central Criminal Court hearing in Dublin. But what we know from developments in the case here in Cork was that Noel Long, of course, he would have been 32 years old at this time in 1981. But he had a conviction for a sexual offence dating from 1972, for which he had served time in prison. So I think that would have put him on the general radar for the Gardaí. And interestingly, a number of days after Mrs. Sheehan's body was discovered, Noel Long was stopped driving his Opel cadet car. And Gardaí went to the lengths of taking various fibre samples from the vehicle. And they played a significant role in the prosecution by basically indicating that more likely than not, Mrs. Sheehan would have been in that vehicle.
And little did they know then, I suppose, that the advancement in technology and in the evaluation of evidence in the 40 plus years subsequent to gathering those fibres from the car, little did they know how instrumental that would be in the conviction today.
Yeah, very much so. I think there's very appropriately used the word extraordinary in terms of this case. And I think it is extraordinary, the endorsement that this has given to the professionalism and the skill and dedication of both the Gardaí and the forensic services. Back in June 1981, they didn't have the advances in forensic science to give them the breakthrough that they needed. But despite that fact, and not even being sure that such developments would be delivered, the various officers involved in this case, the pathologist Dr. Robert Coakley, and the forensic officer involved Dr. Tim Creedon, they had very carefully kept DNA samples which they had obtained from the remains. And it was those samples proved absolutely crucial when a cold case review team decided to revisit this case. Now, the case had always been under investigation, but the major breakthrough came in 2008 when new advances in technology allowed Gardaí, the testing was done in the UK, and it allowed Gardaí to obtain a DNA profile of the DNA samples that were, or the samples mm-hmm. that were obtained from Mrs. Sheehan's remains, and they were then subsequently matched to those of Noel Long.
What was the defence put forward by Noel Long's barristers in the Central Criminal Court, Ralph?
Yeah, of course, Noel Long had denied the murder of Mrs. Sheehan. And the argument that was put forward was the fact that intent had not been proven and that there was insufficient submissions and evidence to indicate intent in this case. And of course, the jury of 11 men and women had the option. They had three different verdicts open to them. They had murder, they had not guilty to murder, but they could also have found Noel Long guilty of manslaughter. But that argument was rejected, and the jury clearly accepted the prosecution case was that the inescapable conclusion to all of the evidence and submissions was that Noel Long was responsible for the death of Mrs. Sheehan.
And it's worth pointing out, Ralph, as well, that the jury did so unanimously, having heard forensic and very technical evidence put before them.
Yeah, very much so. And again, it's one of these cases that really did hinge on the forensic data. Of course, that UK test from 2008 allowed Gardaí to match the DNA obtained from the samples to the DNA of Noel Long. And of course, all of the surrounding circumstantial evidence as well, which would have supported that case. So the jury came back with their unanimous guilty verdict after considering the case for over 5.5 hours.
If you step back for just a moment then from this singular case, I wonder what the wider significance is for this cold case conviction.
Well, I think it's enormous on the basis that when you look at this case, I mean, it's 42 years old. I think a lot of people would have given up hope that a case that old could be brought to a successful prosecution. And I think it's interesting if you look at the words of Superintendent Joe Moore, who was speaking on behalf of the Garda team, a very, very dedicated Garda team that led this prosecution and stuck with this case over almost 5 decades. He basically said that, look, it showed that justice can be delivered despite significant length of time or wait in time, and that he urged anyone who may have information about outstanding cold case reviews to come forward and to assist Gardaí, and most importantly, to deliver justice for the families that have been waiting so long for it.
Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent, thank you very much indeed for that. And just after five, we'll hear from reporter Alison O'Riordan, who was in the court today and heard victim impact detail, and that is also astonishing. And the victims in this case, the family saying how trauma and how the effect of this murder has been passed on from generation to generation. We'll hear more from Alison on that a little bit later on.